You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, NASA released the first photos from this massive new Webb telescope. Tony Kornheiser, oh, please don't let it be pointed at Uranus.
It's always funny. It's always so funny.
All the Uranus jokes are funny. Destroyed the show.
Good.
By saying that we couldn't do it ever. And by the way, I have to wear my glasses today because I put my own makeup on, which I don't usually do, and I ruined my left eye. And I tried to bang the powder in.
Left
disaster.
Eye. That could be your
Welcome
new
to
nickname.
PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Max Scherzer delivers, Baker Mayfield moves on, and Ash Barty sounds truly done with tennis. But we begin today with Tiger Woods at St. Andrews being critical of players who have joined the Saudi tour, saying, quote, what they've done is turn their backs on what has allowed them to get to this position, unquote. Tiger also warned the young players who have joined the Saudi tour right out of the amateur ranks that, quote, they might never get a chance to experience this right here, meaning St. Andrews, quote, or walk down the fairways at Augusta. I just don't understand it, unquote. Wilbon, do you think players considering the Saudi tour will find what Tiger said persuasive?
Not one bit. No. Yeah. Tiger's a fairly newly minted billionaire, right? Isn't Tiger a billionaire officially now, whatever Forbes list?
Okay, so
then you got people coming out of school, right, who may or may not be able to make the PGA Tour, and then the Saudi Tour says, oh, by the way, let me guarantee you, whether it's $1 million a year, which is $1 million more than they might have otherwise, or five or eight, the higher it goes, the less they're going to listen to Tiger. No. And Dad, hasn't Tiger taken guaranteed money in his life? I believe he did. I believe there was some criticism of Tiger years ago for taking some guaranteed money. They're going to say, are you kidding, old man? No, and by the way, I totally understand why Tiger will call them traitors, which he does call them. When you say somebody turns their back, that's what you're calling. I totally get that. But it doesn't mean they're going to listen unless Tiger's going to put them on Tiger scholarship for room and board, mortgage payments and the like, and tuition for their kids. No, they're not going to pay Tiger any attention. None.
I knew you would say that, so I'm moving on to another Tiger quote.
Oh, okay.
And this has to do with the lack of competition and the guaranteed money. Another quote. What these players are doing for guaranteed money, what is the incentive to practice? What is the incentive to get out there and earn it in the dirt? And I really like that quote. Tiger also complains about the Saudi Tour being 54 holes, and also, God bless him, he complains about the rock and roll music that is played at the Saudi Tour. I love Tiger more than I've ever loved him because today he's an official old man. He should be on this show with us. I, too, understand why Tiger is saying this and why he sides with the PGA Tour. Because all of Tiger's records were achieved on the PGA Tour.
Yes.
And Tiger wants to protect the integrity of those records. Tiger right now is about legacy. Tiger's legacy, Jack's legacy, Arnie's legacy, Hogan's legacy. But what Tiger has also done, Mike, by going out there like this, and he used to be a very aloof guy, and this is almost statesmanlike for him. Tiger is saying, look, I'm drawing a line in the sand here. You're going to know what side I'm on. And by name, he put Greg Norman on the other side. Tiger Woods is a very important figure in golf, and this is an important thing he said.
And is he going to hand out money to the people that he's telling to pass it up? See, everything you said is true, but you didn't really comment on the important part of the reason we're doing this story, which is, are young golfers going to listen to Tiger Woods when he says, pass up their money? Come over here and work hard for our money. Pass up that guaranteed money. Once again, let me give you the answer. Hell no, and it's only hell no because I can't go stronger on family television.
Let me say this one thing. What they are banking on, the young players, is that in the future, the majors will continue to invite people from the Saudi tour, and then they get to walk that fairway at Augusta. Yeah. Or the courts will weigh in, and then they get to walk that fairway at Augusta. But I certainly understand what Tiger's saying. Tiger's influence does not extend to people, I don't think, now who are 19, 20, 21, and 22. But you're 27, 28, 29, 30.
Maybe.
You may listen to him.
Maybe. Just like, you know, my influence doesn't even extend to somebody who's a young teenager in my own house. So it's not going to extend to people outside I'm telling not to take any money. It's just not. Let's move to the big series between the Mets and Braves. Max Scherzer, your boy, got the better of Max Fried last night, going seven while allowing just three hits and one run, striking out nine. Afterward, Scherzer said, quote, "This is what you play the game for," close quote. And he called it a measuring stick win. It's July, Tone. Was this just one win for the Mets or, as your boy Scherzer suggests, something more?
Okay, so this is a hard question to answer because, as we both know, momentum in baseball is tomorrow's starting pitcher. Like, they're going to play 14 more games, Mike, including one tonight. So if they lose tonight, then no, it's just one game. But before they play that game tonight, it feels like it's a little bit more. Because Max Scherzer went into Atlanta and shut them down completely. Max Scherzer showed you and called it a measuring stick game. I saw this for years in Washington, Mike. This is Max Scherzer saying to his teammates, "Come on, boys, jump on my back, let's go." This is him being an uber teammate at this point. Now, he's not going to pitch in all those 14 games. He's not going to pitch tonight, but he'll pitch in three or four. And if Jacob DeGrom gets back, he'll pitch in three or four. And they're a formidable team with those two guys. I just want to give you his stats, Max's stats, in the two games since he's back from the oblique injury. 13 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 20 strikeouts, no walks.
Great.
An ERA of 0.69. Could I interest you if you wanted a starter?
But Tony, one of the things that I learned, and I'm going to presume you learned in all the years we covered Major League Baseball, was that it's very difficult for a pitcher to be a leader. A real leader. Not
He's
a self-proclaimed guy, but a leader. Max Scherzer is that. And he said exactly what he should have said last night. Now, do I think this was a big game? It's bigger than most of the games, maybe all the games that have been played in Major League Baseball up to this point. But, Tony, we're not even within a month yet of really big games. And there is another one tonight. Right. We always attribute that quote. Earl Weaver.
If Earl wasn't the first to say it,
he certainly popularized it. And where were you and I at the time listening to Earl Weaver while he went through cold cuts in the corner office?
That's right.
And it was great because Earl would say, "Don't come in here asking me about momentum when momentum is tonight's starting pitcher." And it was just great. And so it is again tonight because the Braves can get back within a game and a half if they win tonight. And so it wouldn't have been that big a deal.
So you kid me all the time about my adoring Max Scherzer.
Hey, Max,
and you say I call him
Max
warrior
too.
God.
I like him.
Okay.
A lot.
But he is this is what a warrior God does. And this is exactly why I want him to sign a Binghamton Rumble Ponies uniform jersey. Because that's from Binghamton. And years from now, when he's in the Hall of Fame, not everybody is going to remember that he pitched a couple of rehab starts in Binghamton, New York.
It says Bing. I thought it meant Crosby.
That's what says Bing.
But I'm old.
No. We're old. Ash Barty has come out in full favor of a recent retirement. Listen to what she told The Guardian, and I'm quoting here. "I have no regrets about retiring, not one. I knew it was the right time for me. It's been everything that I wanted," unquote. Barty said she didn't even watch Wimbledon. She said, quote, "I've hit enough tennis balls in my life. I don't need to see others hitting them as well," unquote. Wilbon, what's the word you would use to describe how Barty sounds in retirement so far?
Worthless. First of all, I'm not listening to a 25-year-old say much of anything about anything. And I'm certainly not listening to a 25-year-old tell me about retirement, which she's been in for about a minute and a half. So if she comes back in 3 years or 2 years or next year and can just dismiss it or walk it back, then we're going to be talking about that. And that'll be on the right side of the screen. So I don't want to hear a 25-year-old pontificate about Jack.
I thought
you were 26.
Now that's 26. How about a 26-year-old?
26-year-old. No. Retirement? Come on, seriously.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So if I had to choose one word, I would say fulfilled. If I had to choose another word, I'd say ecstatic. And if you gave me three more, I'd say living the dream. But like you, I look at Ash Barty, who retired all the way back in March, and now it's July. And I'm thinking, if you're 26 or 25, by the time you get to be 27, you may rethink this. I know you play rugby, and I know you play golf to a 4 handicap, but you may want to play tennis. I'll tell you why, Mike. Because she could be number one again in a month and a half. Because there's nobody at the top right now that's scary in this sense. You've got Barty retired. You've got Osaka not playing. You've got Serena Williams at 40 years old. The last 6 Wimbledon winners are all different people. There's no repeats. There's no second person. If you took the top 20 women, you put all their names in a hat, and you drew one out, she's likely to have one major, not 3, not 4, 1, maybe 2. So you can go out there and be great again. I mean, I get why she retired. Look, not everybody's Tom Brady.
Yes, he is.
Not everybody's
Tom Brady retired. How long?
An hour and a half.
As Richard Pryor once said, not long.
There's a great term that swimmers use. Swimmers who quit and never get in the pool again. They refer to themselves as swammers. I love that.
Good.
Swammers.
Please. Ash Barty.
Get us out of here. Give me a prompter. Let's take a break. Coming up, the Mariners and the Orioles are suddenly the hottest teams in baseball. Whose winning streak is more significant?
The next week's Home Run Derby field will feature some really big names. But is a more important event for baseball taking place later tonight? No. I like ruining teases.
Does anybody else talk about golf and tennis like we do and like it? Nobody else on this network does, right? We're in.
No. We're just more football.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of happy hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Corona Extra, part of Happy Hour.
Time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, then continues cleaning out his basement. Yesterday, he found an old intern. What's first?
Toss-up. They've both won 8 in a row. More significant streak, the Mariners or the Orioles?
The Orioles is more significant in this sense. They were left for dead in the American League East, which is the best division in all of sports. And they have climbed back up a little bit. They're only one game over 500, Mike. They are the best, by far, last-place team in baseball. And they stunk last year. They lost 110 games. But the Mariners' streak is more significant in this sense. They got the longest playoff drought in baseball. They're out 21 years. They almost made it last year. Right now, they're tied with Toronto for the last wild card spot, and they're playing the Nats. You want to talk about a terrible team? They're going to feast on the Nats. And our friend Dave Sims is in town. I saw him today. He's going to do the play-by-play.
Yeah, Orioles are playing the Cubs. They should run right through them. Tony, let me just say this. These are both teams that time forgot. I mean, at one point, they were teams you talked about all summer. But the Orioles seem much longer ago. I know the drought belongs to the Mariners, Tony. I get that because we're talking about 21 years consecutively. But the Orioles, Tony, it doesn't seem like they've been any damn good since Cal Ripken left. I mean, the notion when they won 5 in a row, and I happened to be watching something and they mentioned, you know, the Orioles have won their 5th game in a row. I was like, oh, my God. When is the last time that happened? The Orioles have a winning streak, and it seems like they've been much more irrelevant for longer than the Mariners, even though the Mariners, once again, have that 21-year streak. So I'm going to say the Orioles, maybe that's just, you know, being close to home, because the Orioles, you and I spent so much time once upon a time in our lives
driving
the first 33rd Street, then to Camden Yards to watch the Orioles be great. And it's been a long, long time.
Agree. Totally agree. What's next?
Toss up better development for baseball, the home run derby field, or Chris Sale's return tonight?
Chris Sale could have an actual impact on actual games in the actual standings. The home run derby is just an exhibition. But, and there's always a but, Chris Sale gets hurt all the time. It's not going to surprise me if he gets hurt again by August. The home run derby field is a complete wow. You got Pete Alonso, who has won two in a row of these things and is going for a third. You got Juan Soto, who's going for $500 million. You got your boy Kyle Schwarber, who last year in Washington hit 16 home runs in the month of June. Yeah, you got Acuna Jr., who's a great player, and you got Albert Pujols, who has 684 home runs. And let me say that again for the West Coast, if they're not listening. 684 home runs. And it is great that he's going to go out there and do this. It's absolutely great. So in my mind, all they're missing is Aaron Judge. And if they get him, they're going to get millions more eyeballs on this than on Chris Sale. So I say it's the home run derby.
Nobody outside of Red Sox Nation gives a damn about Chris Sale's return. No one. No one even knows he's doing it, except Red Sox Nation and a few obstinate Yankee fans who are going to hate whatever happens in Red Sox Nation. The home run derby, which is, I find, a complete waste of time most years.
I love it.
It's a glittering field of players, of hitters, of bashers, of mashers. And if you care about anything in baseball, the home run, you're going to want to watch that, even if you don't watch anything else all weekend.
Chris Sale
means nothing except to a few people in the corner, up on a corner of I-95, not even all of I-95.
Run derby shapes. It's thrilling. I remember when Bryce Harper won it. It was totally thrilling to watch that. I might watch so much.
I might watch this year.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, your boy Gronk explains what would happen if Tom Brady calls him about coming out of retirement.
And will the Dodgers make it 8 in a row at St. Louis tonight? Some of us hope so. Beat the Cardinals.
Because you hate St. Louis.
Yes.
You hate the Mets.
Yes.
And you hate St. Louis.
Those are the two.
Your hatreds are well known. They're well known.
They're minimal. Yeah. I don't hate everybody. Just a couple. Packers.
You hate most.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 79th birthday, Paul Silas. Silas played 16 seasons for five different NBA franchises and was a power forward when those men were big and strong and played close to the basket. Silas averaged 9.4 points and 9.9 rebounds, made the all-defensive team five times, probably never took a shot from more than 10 feet away from the basket. Silas was on 3 NBA champions, 2 in Boston, 1 in Seattle, and then he became a coach. He was LeBron's first coach in Cleveland. He coached 4 different teams, made the playoffs 4 times. Silas' son, Steven, is now the head coach of the Houston Rockets.
At 35 years old, Tony, Paul Silas played in all 82 regular season games and then 17 playoff games. Not a math major, but 99 games, Tone, at 35 years old. And he wasn't floating around the arc, okay, where there's no contact. You see that elbow he threw at John Havlicek in that clip? I'm sure Hondo threw one back at him. Elbows in the chops every night. Power forward. Go find it on YouTube, kiddies.
Happy anniversary, Mark Grace and David Segee. On this day 27 years ago, Grace's equipment failed to arrive in Montreal. So Segee, the first baseman of the Expos, was kind enough to leave his glove at first base every inning for Grace to use. This was a common practice among ballplayers at the turn of the century, but not in the 1990s. The Expos won this game 3-2. Grace went 2-for-4 to push his batting average to .342. Segee went 1-for-5 to drop his average to .339. Both men finished the year batting over .300. Grace was a 4-time gold glover, and this was one of his years. I wonder if he sent Segee a note thanking him for his contribution.
Tony, you know where else is common practice? When you grew up and you were a kid, not every kid could afford a glove. And if you had a glove, right, and the kid coming out to the field needed one, you left your glove, whatever that position was. So yes, we have seen that, I'm sure, like unthinkable for the most part now.
Yeah, not only that, you only had one ball. So you better hold on.
Better find it.
Better use the one ball. Happy trails of Evgeny Malkin. Pittsburgh Penguins' great center will test free agency for the first time. Malkin, a former league MVP, has spent all 16 NHL years with the Penguins, been on 3 Stanley Cup champions. But he is at a contract impasse, and at 35, he's going to find out if anybody wants him and for how much. Malkin has 1,146 points in 981 games with Pittsburgh. Despite being injured this season, Malkin had 20 goals, 22 assists in 41 games, 6 points in 7 playoff games. Penguins GM Ron Hextall has stated his intent to bring Malkin back. But Malkin's signature not on the dotted line yet, is it?
Malkin and Crosby in their mid-30s, Tone. I mean, that just seems, I'm not ready for that yet. I mean, those guys have been great players for such a long time. Wow, hard to see Malkin in some other uniform.
It's, to me, it's one of those things, and you talk about this all the time, how hockey has a number and they won't go over, above the number, and they let people go, they just let them walk. This is Malkin. Yeah. You know, what this,
you
would they
think
do this
they should
with
find a way. Find a way to keep him.
You shouldn't force a guy to leave a circumstance that he obviously loves being in. You got to be a little bit more generous. These other sports give you so much money. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The Orlando Magic shut down Paolo Banchero for the rest of Summer League because they were impressed enough. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, he averaged 26-5. It's like 3 games. I mean, seriously, stop. You can't get through Summer League? You got to have rests now planned? Rob Gronkowski says his retirement is final, sounds like Barty, and that he's done with football, even if TB12 calls and says, come back. You believe Gronk?
I'd like to believe him, but that friendship goes back a very long time. It's been mutually good for both people.
It has been.
I think if Brady calls him, he can convince him. Yeah. That's what I think. I'm not sure. The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team eliminated Mexico from World Cup contention. Are you impressed?
A 1-0 win in the 89th minute is always impressive. And by the way, have you seen Gronk move? I mean, he had trouble running at the end last year. So I don't know.
That's
Baker
right.
Mayfield
right.
says there
block.
Will be no more at home with Progressive commercials. I'm sad about that. Are you?
Those were the best things he did in his career.
Yes.
Everybody liked those commercials. Do they have a stadium in Carolina or do they play in the dirt? Because they have a stadium, they can do it there. Last one, the Dodgers have won 7 straight. Do you like them to make it 8 tonight against the Cardinals?
No, the Cardinals aren't just going to roll over. They stopped the Dodgers streak. The Cardinals getting the win column.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's sports.
You did a very good job today.
Thank you.
I like doing the show with you.
You too.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.